the Lord help us to commence with hymn 927. Thou only sovereign of my heart, my refuge, my almighty friend, and can my soul from thee depart, on whom alone my hopes depend. 927.
Thank you. from the Holy Word of God. We shall read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 20. The Gospel according to John, reading chapter 20. John chapter 20, the first day of the week, cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth a stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth, and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre, and he, stooping down, and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre and see if two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself, and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. May the Lord be pleased to bless to our souls the reading of his holy word, and help us now as we would come before him in prayer. Most holy and almighty Lord God, do solemnize our hearts and our minds, and fit us to approach unto thee now. Oh, we do thank thee that there is a throne of grace, and that sinners are welcomed at the throne of grace. Oh, that there is a mercy seat now sprinkled upon and about with the precious blood of Jesus, and that sinners are welcome there. O Lord, draw us unto thyself. As we sometimes sing the vilest sinner out of hell, who lives to feel his need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. And, O Lord, again as we read in thy word, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Lord, as we gather together this night in thine earthly courts here, oh, may we draw nigh to God. And Lord, in thy great mercy, draw nigh to us. May thy holy presence be known and felt here tonight. May it be noised abroad that Jesus is in the house. For what is the house of God to me, except the Master? There I see, we would see Jesus. Oh, may Jesus himself draw near and come with us. And Lord, as we have read in thy holy word, not once but twice, the disciples gather together, the doors being shut, Jesus stood in the midst. Peace be unto you. O Lord Jesus, without thee, we can do nothing. We're poor, miserable, fallen, guilty, vile, wretched, hell-deserving sinners. In me that is in my flesh, there dwelleth no good thing, that we all possess hearts deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, that we are all deserving to be cast into hell because of our sins. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. O pardon, mercy, forgiveness, even for the chief of sinners, who lives to feel his need. Oh, what a wonderful mercy, if we can truly say that we feel our need of salvation, our need of a Saviour, our need of a precious Jesus, mighty to save, able to save. Oh, but how often with a poor, tempted, tried, troubled soul, but is he willing to save me? Or when we look within and see so much corruption, so much unbelief, so much hardness, so much worldliness. Or that I had not of myself. Oh dear Lord, have mercy we pray. And as we begun in our opening hymn, really taken from that, we read in thy word, will ye also go away? Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And oh, what a mercy if we have been taught this. If ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. Oh Lord, we venture to thee this night. Give me Christ, or else I die. Oh, reveal to our souls a precious Jesus. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Remember me, O Lord, with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. Be not silent unto me, O Lord, lest if thou be silent unto me, I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Oh, but save me for thy mercy's sake. Mercy through blood, I make my plea. O God, be merciful to me. Yes, to me, the sinner. O Lord, oh, do remember such praying souls this night. Such burdened souls who long to know that peace in believing, that peace which passeth all understanding. Oh, that peace which a world cannot give, that peace which only thou canst give. Oh Lord, we come just as we are. Oh, but we would come, draw me. We will run after thee. Oh Lord, remember each one gathered here, from the youngest to the eldest. Mercifully meet with the needs of thy dear people, through thy word to every case, every condition. Oh Lord, may it not be with any here this day. I fain would love the day of rest, would still esteem this day the best. But oft, alas, I've need to say, how barren be my soul today. O Lord, oh, have mercy upon us, we pray. And do pour upon us this night a shower of blessing. O Lord, do come and pour into one, that he may pour forth. And Lord, at the feeding of the 5,000, the distribution unto the people, give unto the disciples to the people, and not one soul lacked, not one soul went without, not one soul was rejected. May it be so this night. O Lord, remember those with special cases, special needs, those who feel nobody understands. Nobody can enter into my path. Oh, nobody can help me. But Lord, thou art able. Oh, thou art able. With that dear man who fell amongst thieves and lay there wounded on the way down to Jericho. Neither the priest nor the Levite could help. But a certain Samaritan came right where he was. Lord Jesus, come to thy people this night and, oh, pour in the oil and the wine of the gospel. Bind up those wounds and do all that is necessary, all that is needful, oh, for the good of their never dying souls. But mine eyes are up unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute, not destitute of thy mercy, thy loving kindness, thy grace, thy compassion, thy pity. Oh, leave not my soul destitute of that good hope through grace, that hope in thy mercy. Again, we would lovingly pray for the dear children, the young people, growing up into life. Oh, Lord, thou knowest how it is with them. Oh, Lord, we would lovingly remember each one to thee. All thou knowest, Lord, concerning the things of the world to entice and attract, to lead astray, the peer pressure. Thou knowest all that they meet with in the schools and colleges and universities, the workplaces. Oh, so many, many things to lead them astray. Oh, Lord, have mercy, we beg, and oh, implant thy holy, tender fear deep into their hearts, and bring that fear into exercise. The fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of understanding. The fear of the Lord, which is to depart from the ways of evil. Then to us be given the fear of the Lord, that unctuous bright light to all that is right, but also that bar to all that is wrong. Help, dear parents, also. Oh, what wisdom, grace, understanding, strength is needed to bring our children up aright. Truly, we live in very dark, evil, wicked days. Oh, Lord, help, dear parents. Remember all in the midst of life, the many cares, burdens, responsibilities. Oh, Lord, having to be, dealings with the world, oh, to be kept from the world. To keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Oh, grant all needed help. And older friends also remember them in their declining days, the failing of their faculties, the weaknesses, the infirmities, the oft afflictions. Oh, Lord, may they ever prove thy faithfulness. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Lord, bless this church and congregation here. Lord, remember them at this sad time of mourning, as one has been taken from their midst. Lord, remember the mourning family, the mourning cause here, the mourning friends. Comfort each mourning heart, and remember them in the coming week. O Lord, help thy servant at that time. And Lord, remember each one and sanctify these things. Or may the death of one prove to be the life of another. Remember thy servants who come here from time to time. Lord, be with them. And may they come as the Lord's messengers in the Lord's message. We would especially remember thy servant who had engaged to be here this week, but through that illness is unable to come. Lord, remember him at this time. Comfort his heart. Oh, undertake for him. Oh, Lord, we would lovingly remember him unto thee and his dear wife also. O Lord, in thy great mercy, do yet raise up, equip, and send forth more ministers of the gospel. The need is very, very great. O, remember Zion, the city of thy solemnities, and return with mercies unto Zion. O, build thou the walls of Jerusalem, which are broken down in so many places, and the little foxes enter in and spoil the vine. Oh, we need thee to appear. Lord, have mercy upon us as a land and nation. How we have fallen. Oh, what a terrible, dreadful state we are found in. Oh, how as a nation we have departed from thee. Oh, we witness the desecration of thy day, and how man seeks to trample underfoot thy holy word. Lord, in mercy, overrule our rulers. Overturn the wicked desires of evil men. And do raise up those to high office in our land, in our government, in our parliament, and in our judiciary. Those who truly love and fear thy name and seek to do that which is right in thy sight. Lord, remember thy people throughout the whole earth, those suffering persecution, distress, imprisonment, those suffering from, as it is termed, natural disasters. Or may thy voice be heard. Oh, for God is not mocked. For our God is a consuming fire. Oh, Lord. Oh, do help us now. As we return to thy word, and may thy word turn to us. Lord, who speak to us, we pray, and cause thy voice to be heard. And do pardon and forgive our every sin, all that we ask amiss. And hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place, when thou hearest. O Lord, forgive. We ask all for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 706. Gracious God, thy children keep. Jesus, guide thy silly sheep. Fix, oh fix our fickle souls. Lord, direct us, we are fools. 706.
in complete and utter dependence upon the Lord for his gracious help, I would direct your prayerful attention to the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, and reading verse 20. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hand and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. The Gospel according to John, chapter 20, and from verse 20. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hand and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. And it is more especially the latter part of our text. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Never had a day begun amongst the disciples of the Lord so full of sorrow, so full of grief, so full of darkness. Never had a day ended with the disciples of the Lord so full of joy, so full of gladness, and so full of light. Now, what made the difference? Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. But 3 days previous, they had seen the Lord Jesus, whom they had followed now these three and a half years. As he called them, follow me. And they forsook all and followed him. They followed him whithersoever he went. They beheld his miracles. They witnessed his healings. They saw all that he did. Yes, they were his true disciples. Unlike those we read of in John 6. Those outward disciples who followed him purely for the wonder of the miracles and the natural bread. But when and as the Lord Jesus preached the truth of God, the truth as it is in Jesus, no man can come unto me except it be of my Father, they were offended. Offended at his word, offended at his doctrine, offended at his teaching. And being offended, they turned back and went no more with Jesus. False disciples. But these dear disciples, whose religion was of the Holy Ghost, who were truly taught of God, were taught that the Lord Jesus was the one thing needful. Will ye also go away? It was dear Peter, so enabled to speak, as the Spirit gave him utterance. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Or can it be possible that this same man, dear Peter, a little later, there in the high priest's house, could so deny his Lord and Saviour, I know not the man. But to come back to these dear disciples, who had been with Jesus, who had followed Jesus, who had witnessed the power of Jesus. You think of that storm on the lake. Peace be still. And that storm became a calm in an instant. These disciples who had been with Jesus in the upper room had witnessed Judas going out. These disciples who were with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Yes, they slumbered, they slept. Or they saw that amazing scene. The Lord Jesus upon his knees, praying unto his Father in heaven, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And that really amazing verse, beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding. And he prayed more earnestly. We think, how could it be possible, the Lord Jesus, whose prayers must have been perfect prayers, to pray more earnestly? And being in an agony, he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. These dear disciples who witnessed the arrest of the Lord Jesus by those Roman soldiers, by those priests and rulers of the people, and they all forsook him and fled. All of them. I believe that John and Peter would then return to the high priest's house to witness what was happening there. And it was there that dear Peter so fell. Left to himself, left to his own strength. We wonder concerning John, but we must leave that. These dear disciples who witnessed the Lord Jesus falsely accused, who perhaps witnessed the crowds turning against the Lord Jesus, away with him, away with him, crucify him, crucify him. Who perhaps witnessed him carrying his own cross, and then at Calvary. Or whatever must have been passing through their hearts and minds. Their beloved Jesus, hanging upon that accursed cross. Cursed is every man that hangeth upon a tree. And there was the Lord Jesus, suffering, groaning, bleeding, dying. And no doubt they witnessed, following his death, Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus also, taking down the body of the Lord Jesus and placing it in that new sepulchre wherein never man yet laid. Oh, what a sad day they passed through. That Sabbath day, a day of great grief and sorrow and darkness. What now? Where are our hopes for salvation? Where are our hopes for redemption? But we had trusted it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. But they witnessed him not only dead upon the cross, but placed in that sepulchre, and that great stone rolled in front of it, and the guard of Roman soldiers. Sometimes in Holy Scripture, the Holy Spirit has been pleased to leave on record what might be seen as little incidentals, and yet, oh, there's a far deeper, deeper meaning. We have it here in the first verse. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark. Yes, dark without and dark within. When it was yet dark. Oh, no doubt very, very dark in her soul. Oh, how this is witnessed in a great love to the Lord Jesus. Oh, she just couldn't bear the thought that he had died. Now to add sorrow unto sorrow, the tomb is empty. They have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. No thought whatsoever that he had risen again. Oh, the grief. We wonder also concerning the grief of dear Simon Peter. The last time he had seen Jesus, perhaps, and again we must be careful, was when Jesus turned and looked upon him. That third time, he denied his Lord and Saviour, and the cock crew. And he went out and wept bitterly, or whatever that dear man passed through, we know not. And yet Simon Peter, and the disciple whom the Lord loved, John meaning himself, come to that sepulchre, behold the linen clothes, oh, no doubt with great sorrow and great grief, go away back unto their own home. But Mary stood without weeping. Mary stood without weeping. Oh, she couldn't understand it. Why has this thing happened? Why has it been permitted? Let's be very, very careful. But you know, when the Lord Jesus was upon the cross, they mocked him. Not the disciples, the chief priests, the rulers, they mocked him. If he be the Son of God, let him come down from the cross and we will believe him. And you who are godly here tonight and thus exercised, you know the plague of your own hearts. You know at times that besetting sin of unbelief, the doubts and fears which come into our minds. And at times, why this? Why that? Perhaps even the dear disciples beholding the Lord Jesus upon the cross. Well, he is Almighty God. We have seen his power. We have seen those things which are impossible with him are possible with God. Well, surely he could come down from the cross. Had he come down, there would have been no gospel to preach. There would have been no hope whatsoever. The Lord Jesus, there upon the cross, as the dear disciples, the Lord's dear people, are taught to believe and understand, there stood in a room, place, instead of each and every one of his dear people. He bore the sins of many. And if you and I have any hope whatsoever in the mercy of God, of going to heaven, the salvation of our souls, then it must be that our sins which we have committed, that we are guilty of, were laid upon him. There's no other way. None other name given us under heaven amongst men whereby we must be saved. Oh, that there is a way of salvation. But there's only one way of salvation. And it's God's way of salvation. In and through the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he accomplished for the salvation of his dear people. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. And so it was. Oh, how the disciples were taught this afterward. But at the time, and here on this resurrection morning, we find Mary standing without, weeping. I feel it so beautiful when the Lord Jesus came to her. And the language that he used. And remember, at this time she knew not it was Jesus, but supposing him to be the gardener. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? I hope and believe there are some souls here tonight who are found like Mary. Why weepest thou? Because I'm a sinner. I'm a deep dyed sinner. I'm a guilty sinner. I'm a hell deserving sinner. Why weepest thou? Because I cannot cease from sin. The more I strive against its power, I sin and stumble, but the more. Why weepest thou? Because I cannot save myself. I've tried a reformation of my life. I've tried to obey the holy law of God. I've tried to do good. I've tried to do this, that, and the other, inasmuch as keeping the commandments. But I've failed. I've come short. I continue in sin. I cannot improve myself. I've tried dressing myself up in my self-righteousnesses, but only to find that in the sight of an holy God, they are but as filthy rags and not fit to be seen. Why weepest thou? Oh, because these filthy rags have been stripped off from me. And now I feel myself naked, exposed to the almighty wrath of God against me and my sins. Why weepest thou? Because I cannot save myself. Oh, I've come to this. I've been taught this myself. I cannot save. I've tried and have failed. For sin is mixed in all that I think, all that I say, all that I do. I'm a repetitive sinner. Why weepest thou? Because I feel to be lost. Eternally lost. Oh, there's no hope for me. Why weepest thou? Because I believe the Lord has his own people. My sheep hear my voice, but I fear I've never heard his voice. Why weepest thou? Because I don't feel to be a Christian. I don't feel to be one of the elect. I don't feel to be one of the born-again souls. Oh, I'm just a poor, miserable sinner. There's no hope. No hope for such a one as me. There's hope for this one, that one, the other one, the Lord's dear people. Ah, but for me, no hope whatsoever. Why weepest thou? You see the distress that I am in. Whom seekest thou? You see, with the Lord's dear people, yes, weeping may endure for a night. Yes, there is that time of weeping, that time of sorrow. Ye shall therefore have sorrow. And sin ever brings sorrow. Or the knowledge of sin brings great sorrow. But it doesn't end there. I fear concerning any who preach that legal gospel of no hope, yet a whole life spent in just weeping because we cannot obey the law of God, we cannot keep the commandments, which is true. But they leave a soul there, or the Holy Ghost will never ever leave a soul there. Whom seekest thou? These precious souls are taught to seek. Yes, to seek salvation. To seek one able to save. A saviour. Whom seekest thou? Being taught by the Holy Ghost. They may for a time seek salvation in this, that, or the other. And do remember, the Lord's dear people, well, firstly, are not all strip Baptists. But also the Lord brings his people in from false religions and from the world outside, and they need to be taught. There are those, we might mention Martin Luther, in his great concern, why weepest thou? Because he felt to be a sinner. But whom seekest thou? Well, at one time it wasn't Jesus. Oh, he sought perhaps help in the Pope of Rome. He sought help in his own self-righteousness, his own doings, his own works, his own merits. But being taught by the Holy Ghost. And each and every one of these precious souls which are truly born again, whom we seek as well, the answer is the same. Jesus. Jesus, my soul's compelled to flee from all its wrath and unto thee. Why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? I hope and believe there are precious souls here tonight who also would be glad if they would but see the Lord. In travelling up this evening, my mind went to the Song of Solomon. And there we have the church in type. And the church in type speaks of the Lord Jesus, her bridegroom, as her beloved. And the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus, speaks of his church, his people, his beloved. By night, on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I believe every true seeking soul is brought and taught to love the Lord Jesus. Oh, to love him in their felt need of him. Oh, to love him as the one thing needful. I sought him, but I found him not. The disappointment, the sadness. Like dear Mary Magdalene, I sought him, but I found him not. The weeping, the sorrow, the grief. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets and in the broad ways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. A second time, I sought him, but I found him not. Well, now, being left to oneself and the adversary, the world also, will suggest, it's no good, you might as well give up seeking, you never will find him, the Lord Jesus will never reveal himself to you. Of course, in the seeking, there is that of praying, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. I found him not. Oh, how many troubled seeking souls have been so distressed, but I found him not. And the adversary, ever seeking to accuse and to hinder and to prevent. So comes in, like that enemy who comes in like a flood. Oh, a flood of doubts and fears, a flood of unbelief, a flood of troubles. Oh, a flood of thoughts wherein we fear and think. Oh, we're not amongst the Lord's dear people. But I found him not. And yet again, or where the Holy Spirit is at work. And let us see this. Those of you familiar with Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress will remember the interpreter's house and that fire in the wall. And there was one casting water upon that fire with the intent to extinguish it. And though water was being poured upon that fire, yet the fire continued to burn, it continued to glow, indeed, it increased. Why was this? Well, Pilgrim Christian was taken to the other side of the wall and saw how it was. There behind was one pouring in the oil. And you know how oil burns. And there was that continual, perhaps increased, supply of oil. But he giveth more grace to continue seeking. Really, as we mentioned earlier, to whom shall we go? There is no other Saviour, no other Redeemer, no one able to save unto the uttermost. But I found him not. Oh, but then, that third time, and how often in Scripture that number three, the watchmen that go about the city found me. Now this could be likened unto the Lord's servants, finding out as the Lord so directs them in their preaching, to finding out these seekers, to finding out these dear souls. The word finds them out. To whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Oh, and so it is with every truly exercised, burdened, seeking soul, seeking Jesus. And why is it you seek him? Because there in him rest your hope of eternity. There is that lovely verse, the author is unknown. It's really the desire, the hope of all the Lord's dear people. Upon a life I did not live. Upon a death I did not die. Another's life, another's death, I rest my whole eternity. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord, the once crucified, yes, but now risen Saviour, Jesus himself. I think it's in Luke. Dear Luke brings that forth so beautifully, not once but a few times, this same Jesus, Jesus himself. He comes into the midst and he speaks, peace be unto you. Oh, that would be wonderful if the Lord Jesus would so come. And come this night, all to you precious seeking souls, who long to make your calling and election sure, who long to know that you are found amongst his dear sheep, who hear his dear voice, for the Lord Jesus to come, and by his Spirit speak unto you, peace be unto you. Oh, it's that peace you long for, that peace in your soul, that peace in believing, or that peace in being found safe in the arms of Jesus. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side, as if to take away any doubts whatsoever. I think in another gospel account, the Lord upbraids them for their unbelief. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Again, we have in the Song of Solomon how the Lord so draws his dear people unto himself. The voice of my beloved. Behold, He cometh. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. We love him because he first loved us. And in setting his love upon us, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. There's something so beautiful in that word, drawn. The Lord Jesus drawing his people unto himself. Yes, Jesus draws his chosen race by his sweet, resistless grace, causing them to hear his call and before his power to fall. Oh, they come because they're drawn. The Lord drawing them unto himself. Drawn to his voice. Drawn to his call. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. As in those ancient times, the windows, not having glass, had those lattice works. And there one would have a glimpse of one behind. And so these seeking souls, they long for that glimpse of yon lovely man. All their prayer is, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Now, again, we thank God. We thank the Holy Spirit for leaving on record this account concerning Thomas. Often called Doubting Thomas, we leave that. But we thank God for this account. Because for this account, we have left on record, verse 29, Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Now, to see him naturally, Thomas saw him in the flesh. Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, as Thomas saw in the flesh, and yet have believed. Those who see by the eye of faith, oh, do remember this. The Lord's dear people, they walk by faith, not by sight. Here through a lattice, here through a glass darkly, but then in heaven, face to face. And again, how dear John ends his chapter, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. That ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Oh, let us ever remember the words of the Lord Jesus. And to you, dear seeking souls, oh, may this be, as it were, a great encouragement to continue seeking, a precious Jesus. For the word says, Jesus says, God has said, it is written, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. It may be days, It may be weeks, it may be months, it may be years that there must be the asking, the seeking, the knocking. And yet it must be the Lord whom ye seek will suddenly come to his temple. Indeed, the time of love will come when ye shall clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but ye shall say, for me. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. You see, the Lord will never draw his dear people unto himself, only then to deny them, only then to turn them back. Oh, it's so beautiful in the gospel accounts, there's not one who can be spoken of who came to the Lord Jesus seeking him, whom the Lord Jesus turned away and rejected. Whether Jew or Gentile, whether rich or poor, whether young or old, whether near or far, all that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. I know with me personally, hymn 377 was such a help and encouragement. Upon him call in humble prayer, thou still art his peculiar care. He'll surely turn and smile again, nor shalt thou seek his face in vain. And especially this, however sinful, weak and poor, still wait and pray at mercy's door. Faithful Jehovah must remain, nor shalt thou seek his face in vain. No, it will never be said concerning one of these seeking souls that the Lord Jesus did not reveal himself unto them as their Saviour, as their Redeemer. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Two final thoughts. Firstly, concerning the pilgrimage, and let us remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that it is through much tribulation that ye shall enter into the kingdom of God. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. Yes, a way of trials, a way of dangers, a way of oppositions, a way of enemies, a way of many things to hinder, many things to trouble us, many things to turn us aside. Satan constantly ever seeking to cause us to make shipwreck of faith. Oh, many times the Lord's dear people are cast down by the hardness of the way, wondering if ever they shall endure unto the end. Like dear Jacob, they cry out, all these things are against me, everything's going wrong. I cry and shout, but all my prayer, he shutteth out. You know, the one thing they need, the Lord to appear. Oh, those blessed times, those favoured times, when one so perhaps sunk in darkness, in trouble, in sorrow, when the Lord appears, when the Lord comes just where they are. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord, all that glimpse by faith of Jesus showing himself through the lattice, speaking through his holy word, all granting that help, that encouragement, yet to press on. Oh, to press on in this dangerous way. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord finally. And yes, it will be finally the end of a journey. The children of Israel, we mentioned this morning in type, that time did come when they got to Jordan, the promised land beyond. They came, as it were, to the end of the journey. Now they could look back and remember all the way the Lord their God had led them those 40 years in the wilderness. They could look back at God's faithfulness. They could say with dear David towards the end of his life, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler unto all them that trust in him. So the Lord enables his dear people to trust in him. Again, we walk by faith, not by sight, looking unto Jesus, casting upon him all our care. But often, oh, it's looking back. At the time, all these things are against me. Looking back, all these things are working for my good. Oh, but the end of the journey. Only Jordan before. The Lord's promised help. Even at Jordan, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. All those precious souls shall find that the bottom is good. It is firm. The Lord will conduct them safely over. And then, heaven. And then, glory. And then, the Lord Jesus Christ. No more through a lattice. No more through a glass darkly. But then, and forever and ever, eternally, face to face. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. He saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me notwithstanding all. He saw me in my lost estate, his loving kindness. Oh, how great! Who sent his Spirit to begin that work of grace in my soul. Who led me forth by the right way, through all the dangers, troubles and trials of life, and now receiveth me into his glory to be with Christ, which is far better. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £782, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening as Mr. Hope is still unable. And Mr. Warren next Lord's Day and hopes to administer the Lord's Supper. And Arnie Hilda's funeral is Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock and Mr. Pack hopes to take it. And there will be a church meeting after the evening service on the 8th of February. Let us close with hymn 509. Come, come my soul, with boldness come unto the throne of grace. There Jesus sits to answer prayer and shows a smiling face. 509.
Oh,
the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us each. Amen.